Like I say, we appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening. Appreciate you being here tonight and out of the service. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I was thinking as they were singing that song, there's probably not much of us that would be able to describe what's after this life. Most of us got probably an idea. We got an idea of what. I preached one Sunday morning here about what heaven mean to you. We sang a lot of songs that point to the other side, how things will be better, and they will be, don't get me wrong. But if you're like I am, I need help today. I need strength today. I need His touch today. And you know what? I'm glad He touches me. I'm glad He passes by. I'm glad He lets me know that He is Lord. He's Lord of my life. He'd be Lord of your life if you allow Him. Now, you're probably going to run me out on the rail tonight, and I'm going to try my best to mind the Lord. I got a strange thought, but I'm going to have to read some pretty rough scripture in our hearing. I'd like for you to turn to the 8th chapter of the book of St. John. 8th chapter of the book of St. John. You look at over, I'm going to read out of the 20th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Strange. I got a strange thought. Probably don't have anything to do with what I'm going to read. Partly. I'm going to read what the law said. If you'll read out of the 8th chapter of the book of St. John, you'll find out that those that was around Christ there said Moses and the law commanded. Moses and the law commanded. I'm going to read you what Moses and the law commanded. And then we'll read out of the 8th chapter. But you look at 8th chapter over while I'm reading. Man couldn't keep the law. The law came because of transgressions. What the book says. That's the reason that God sent the law, because of transgressions. Sin. What sin was between man and God. And He wrote some things that wasn't just between man and God, they was between man and man. And the law said, the law didn't show any mercy, had no mercy. The law said, ye shall die. You commit these things, ye shall die. Not that ye shall die. Did you know that most of the time the punishment was to be stoned to death? By who? By the people. Now I'm not going to preach on what I'm going to read you, but I'm going to read this. And I just wonder tonight, living in the day that me and you live in, how many people would be living? Something to think about. They was under the law. It was lawful for them to do this. Do what, preacher? For them to stone their brother or their sister to death. You remember Achan? You remember the proverb? It went back and it said that if the fathers have eaten sour grapes, it set the children's teeth on edge. Meaning that the children for up to four generations would pay for their father's sin. Under the law. I'm glad we don't live under the law. But I'm going to tell you folks something. The law was real. How many people can you think of in your lifetime that would be living if they lived under the law? That ain't what I'm going to preach on. I've got too much, just to be honest with you, but I'm going to try to stick with what I've got. Preacher, you don't have to read that. It don't mean nothing to us. You need to hear it. You need to hear it. Those men that talked to the Lord Jesus Christ was exactly right. Exactly right. All they had was the law, the Old Testament. It's all they had. Jesus come into the world, folks, and he changed things. He done something for man that man could not do for himself. Man tried. Man tried to live right. I think sometimes we use the scriptures for an excuse. I really do. Now I'm just going to be honest with you. You got a gentleman that preached to us the other Wednesday night, my friend, about where we're at. What we're under. Brethren, that we're not perfect fleshly wise, but we are perfect concerning righteousness. If that righteousness is of God. There ain't nothing wrong with God's way of living. No, they're not. The Bible says, they just sang the song, the Bible says, for a man to take up his cross daily and follow me. Ain't that what he said? Daily and follow me. Not 300 days out of a year. Not 250 days out of a year. You listen, you say, preacher, you expect too much. I want you to know, if you're a child of the King, thank God you're a child of the King 365 days a year. 366 in leap year. Right? Right? You can't change that. If God saved you tonight, glory to God, he wants you to be what you're supposed to be thank God 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. And he's give you the means whereby to do it. He ain't give you no toolbox that don't work. I don't know. I'm going to read. I think. You're going to be surprised what the message is. I can't help it. I don't know. I got the feel goods and I feel good. Hallelujah. I've thought a lot of times, my friend, there's no way, my friend, that a man can live for God except he's got the Holy Ghost about him. It takes it. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I ain't going to get into that. I could go, but I ain't going to. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. This is what God told Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, you get that? It wasn't Moses that come up, my friend, with this idea. Thank God it was God speaking to Moses. Get the picture, folks. It was what man was between him and God. And Moses said, you give it to Molech, or if I say this, idolatry, other gods, other things. We put things between us and God. You say, preacher, we ain't under the law. Thank God we ain't. But brethren, we commit the sins that are under the law. Thank God you are guilty. Yes, you are. And if the people of the land do anyways hide their eyes from the man whom he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not. Do you see how much mercy was under the law? You say, preacher, but God was merciful. God was merciful, but this was God's commandment. This was what God expected out of his people. Yes, it was. This ain't just filling a space, my friend. There's a reason a lot of folks do not want to read or to have anything to do with the Old Testament. Preacher, are you angry? Not a bit. Not a bit. Listen, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off. And all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. How serious was it? And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Get the picture, folks. It was just not Moses speaking. It was God speaking to Moses. That's where the law come from. You say, preacher, what about Abraham and all them? My friend, they was under a different law. But that law was still between them and God. I can prove it to you. I ain't got time. I ain't gonna get into all that. I just want you to listen. You say, preacher, did God really expect this out of his people? That's exactly what he's telling Moses. Give them specifics, folks, about what God didn't like. Hear me. Hear me. Hallelujah. Lord, help me. I'll get around to my message. I don't know tonight. I really don't. I've wrestled this pretty good. Listen. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them, and I am the Lord which sanctify you. I could get into every verse of this. I ain't going to. I'm headed somewhere else. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And sometimes, folks, I get to my message and sometimes I don't. I can't help it. This might be one of the times I don't, but I'm headed there. I am. I'm really headed there. And this is one of them, folks, that if I don't get it out tonight, it ain't coming. You say, preacher, that you just trying to wire us down. I ain't trying to do nothing tonight. I've already wrestled my wrestle with it. I'm just going to give it to you. Glory. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to enjoy, thank God, preaching to you. Yes, I am. Woo! Ain't nothing wrong, my friend, with doing right tonight. It's what separates us, brethren, from this world tonight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen, for everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion, their blood shall be upon them. If a man shall lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife of her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. And ye shall slay the beast. If a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. If a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. If a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. If a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. 8th chapter of the book of St. John. You say, preacher, I don't know all that's necessary. The truth of it is it needs to be read more. I'll leave that just like it is. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he had heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Next verse, he talks about being the light of the world. You can read it and go on in the rest of that chapter. I've got a thought tonight, and don't ask me where in the world I get these things. A lot of them. I read unto you out of the Leviticus, the 20th chapter, because that's where the Pharisees and these Sadducees had come up with the idea of the law. But they asked Jesus a question, But what sayest thou? But what sayest thou? Christ didn't come to do away with the law, but he came to fulfill the law. He most certainly did. Now, I'm not going to get into all this. What I'd like to leave with you tonight is pure and simple. Don't hang around the rock pile. Don't hang around the rock pile. What do you mean, preacher? Don't throw the stone. Did you know in this scripture that if I read this right, they was not the first stone cast? Were they? They accused her. They brought her. They had means by the law, my friend, to stone her to death. But what did the Lord say? You say, preacher, he wrote on the ground. I've had men to tell me what he wrote. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Other than I think sometimes he probably wrote some things on that ground that them people was guilty of. Think about it. Why in this world would you want to throw a stone? We're some of the most judgmental people that are living. Yes, sir, we are. First thing comes out of our mouth, my friend, is some kind of judgment against our brother or our sister. Now, I got news for you. I don't believe, my friend, that any of us are perfect as concerning the flesh. I'm not going to contradict what this man preached the other night. He preached the truth. If you missed it, son, you missed it. That's all I can say. You need to go pull it up. Yes, sir. There's perfectness in the Spirit of God and in following that of the Lord and the leadership of His way. Yes, sir. There's perfectness in it. There's something on the inside of every child of God tonight. Thank God that is perfect. Stay away from the rock pile tonight. Yes, sir. Messed up. I'm not telling you a lie when I say this. In over 90% of what I read to you out of the 20th chapter of the book of Leviticus, I know men and women alike that are guilty. Yes, sir, have been. Now, I'm not talking about the world, folks. Let me say this, they probably was of the world. Preacher, you're judging. I'm not throwing no stone. I'm not better than anybody. No, sir. I'll tell you one thing. Brethren, there's some things that are just straight out right in the sight of God, and it never will change, folks. It don't change for me. It won't change for you. It's sad. It saddens my heart to tell you that I know church members down through the years, a lot of them preachers, my friend, that are guilty of the 20th chapter of Leviticus. Shame! Shame! Brethren, we got church members today that has no morality about them. Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm not going to throw the stone. I'm just going to preach them the truth. Help them get right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got news for you, and I can talk about my family. Can't I? They're mine. Yes, sir. They, some of them, my friend, that I've had to look at them in the face and tell them their actions are wrong. Wrong! In the sight of God, they're wrong. Hallelujah! You got to repent of such wrongness. Yes, you do. What people's failing to do. I can't help it. I can't help it, brethren. People come to this altar. Thank God. I believe they're there for a purpose. Don't you? Yes, sir. There's no virtue in these altars, these benches, what we call an altar. But I'll tell you one thing. If God's dealing with your heart and He's drawing you down this way, thank God He ain't going to hear you anywhere else. Yes, sir. We need to build some altars. That's what rocks is for. Hallelujah. Read your book. See if they didn't build altars out of stone, my friend. Oh, hallelujah. What did Jacob do? Bible said he laid his head on a pillow, a stone for a pillow. It's P-I-L-L-O-W. When he woke up the next morning, the Bible says he took that stone, he erected him a pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, called it the house of God, my friend. Hallelujah. You got a stone, wrecks you an altar. Yes, sir. Wrecks you an altar. Stay out of the rock pile. One of the first things people want to do, my friend, shame on us. Shame on us. Brother, some of our first thoughts are evil. Do you know that? Most of the time, wrong. We don't know, my friend, altogether what happened in the situations. But what we've done, my friend, is allowed that of the fleshly man to take over. Now, I'm going to say this. Most of our problem, if not all of our problems, comes from the flesh, from the carnal. You say, preacher, the carnal mind is enmity against God. That's what the book teaches. Now, I'm going to tell you what Peter said. He said, I'm going to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Brethren, don't tell me that we ain't got a pure mind tonight. How can it be stirred up if you ain't got one? It's about like the scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I've always said, how in the world can you work something out you don't have? He ain't talking about working out, getting saved, my friend. Once you get saved, work it out with fear. Thank God and trembling tonight. Hallelujah. Get away from the rock pile. Quit throwing them stones. I'm going to tell you something. You can look around in the church and rob your own self of your own blessings. Yes, you can. I've told this before. I'll tell you something, brother. What's the old saying? Believe about half what you see and none of what you hear. Old boy down there, Kingston, down there, where we was pastor at, or can't even think. Anyway, we was pastor down there. This man got saved, and I want you to know he got saved. I believe he got mourned again. He's a drunkard. Been drunkard for years. His wife was a faithful member. His children was faithful. And brother, he wouldn't darken the doors. Brother, God got a hold of him. Yes, sir. Got a hold of him. Brought him down. Brought him in the midst of, we was having a week revival, and he, about midweek, here he come. Son, most of them shouted just to see him. Yes, sir, just to see him in the house of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That ain't the reason I shouted. I shouted because God had a hold of him. Yeah. Yes, sir, had a hold of him. Working on him. Brother, in the end of that revival, he come, thank God, and got something he never had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rocked on there. We baptized him, went on. About a year or so later, some of his family passed away. Had him down yonder at Owens funeral home. I never will forget. I went around that funeral home, and I was coming in on the other side, and I went around this road down here, and there was Merle in the back of his car drinking. He wasn't drinking water, folks. Broke my heart, just like that. Broke my heart. I couldn't believe it. I went on around, went inside the funeral home, and I turned the corner, and there stood Merle. Huh? Had different clothes on, but it's Merle. I went straight to him. I looked at him. I said, son, I just saw you out. He said, you didn't see me. He said, that must have been my twin brother. Looked just like him. Looked just like, I couldn't have been no happier. You know what I mean? Couldn't have been no happier. Listen, folks, had I been leaving and went around that way and didn't go in the funeral home, my friend, my thoughts, what would have my thoughts been? Huh? Yes, sir. I'd have pointed him out guilty. Yes, sir, I would have. I'm going to tell you something, folks. They was a perfect match. They probably wasn't 2 pound difference in them. And look at them in the face. You couldn't tell them one from another. Listen to me. Brethren, we need not be too hasty. I learned something. I did. I learned something. You say, preacher, I'm down. I've committed sin. Let me ask you a question. Has God forgive you? Have you ever got forgiveness of them sins? If you have, my friend, forget them. Forget them. I don't care what your past was, my friend. When God forgives you, thank God, forget it. Preacher, I don't know how. You need to learn how. You know why I say that? If you don't, you never will get rid, or you never will have your full joy. It'll haunt you. It'll haunt you. I look back at my past, and I had a past, and it wasn't good. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't worry about it. I don't. I done some things, my friend, that I was guilty of some things. Yes, sir. Headed down the wrong path. Yes, sir. Or locked me up, put me in prison for some of the things that I've done. But listen to me. I don't worry about them things. You say, preacher, don't they ever come back up? Very, very seldom. You're sitting here tonight, my friend, harboring old thoughts. I know what I'm talking about. And most of the time, you have to get into a place, my friend, where the devil says, looky yonder, throw that stone. Stay away from the rock pile. Yes, sir. Stay away. I'll tell you, there ain't never no good thing come out of a rock fight. Do you know that? We used to have rock fights. Me and my neighbor down there. And we'd throw rocks and we'd throw big ones too. They didn't know it was. Some of them wasn't too small. I never will forget. I'd throw and I'd hit him pretty good, but he got mad. He just started throwing them one right after another. I got behind a telephone pole. I never will forget this. And I looked out behind that pole about the time that rock hit there. It splattered my skull, split it. Sure did, blood running everywhere. It didn't feel good. I'm going to tell you something. I quit my rock battles. I quit my rock battles. Stay away. Listen, folks. Stay away from the rocks. Get them out. Get them out away from you. If you're dealing with a rock, thank God builds you an altar or carry it to a rock altar. I wonder sometimes that ain't the reason they bring rocks. Huh? To the rock altar. Instead of throwing, bring it to the altar. I've seen rock altars. I've seen them. You have too. There's some things, folks, that we need to get rid of. There's some things tonight, my friend, that absolutely tear us apart that we ought to give to the Lord and bury it. Bury it. These men that's done me wrong down through the years, and I got news for you, I never have. Never have. I can faithfully tell you, naturally speaking, I never have went after them. Now I'm going to tell you something. Only by the Lord's help. It ain't nothing I've done. I ain't got it within. I'd like to wring their neck. Yes, sir. I'd like to take a 2x4 to some of them. That's what I'd like to do. Preacher, you ought not tell me that. That's who we are. But brethren, I want you to know Jesus is different. Was he not different in this case? They said, we gonna stone her. What do you say? Don't throw a rock, thank God. He that is without sin, let him cast a first stone. Huh? Wasn't nobody around, was he? Wasn't nobody left. He rolled on that ground the second time. Wasn't none of them left. Bible says they left beginning at the eldest until the least. You get them rocks out of your pockets. You keep them things. If you're going to use them, and I'll say it again, make you an altar. It'll be the best thing in this world to start an altar with. You need help if there is vengeance in your heart. You need help. So do I. Jacob built that pillar. Place was called Luz, I believe, at first, and he called it Bethel, which meant house of God. He said, how dreadful is this place? He said, the Lord was here, and I knew it not. Is that what he said? He said, Lord, you go with me and bring me back again. I'll give a tenth unto you. Can I tell you something? When he come back to Bethel. Read it. It's in there. He come back to Bethel. Before they got to Bethel, he told them to get rid of all their old gods that they had brought with them. They brought Laban's God. Rachel brought that of her own father's gods. Jacob didn't know nothing about it. Jacob said, search. Search. Laban searched. He was worried about his God. I'm going to tell you something. His blessing left when Jacob left. He had done that boy wrong. Yes, he had. Changed his wages 10 times. That's what he told him. And his brother-in-laws thought he stole everything Laban had. Not so. God give it to him. Yes, sir. God give it to him. You think you're worthy of something? Thank God, just hold on. Let God do the blessing tonight. He'll bless you. Yes, he will. I can't help it. You say, preacher, you ain't been in my shoes. People done me wrong. They've done me this way, that way. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be just as plain as I know how to be. I don't care what you went through. God's got a way of fixing things. In our lives. Yes, he has. Folks, if you got rocks, build you an altar. Outside of that, stay away from the rock pile. These men, all they was looking for was the trickery. Catch the Lord in something. And they thought they had him, Steve. According to what they had read in that book, my friend, they had him point blank. They did, except forgiveness was coming. Right? Forgiveness. Aching. Folks, we wouldn't be too good at carrying out the law. I read to you there that if there's a man that didn't tell about him that went after Molech, he said, I'll cut him off. That what he said? Pretty strict. Can I tell you something tonight? You can believe this or not believe it. I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Brethren, God don't work on a lot of natural things as he did under the law, but he still works spiritually, and they'll happen the same way. Whether you have it or not, there is such a thing as spiritual adultery. Yes, sir. I believe the book will teach you. Yes, sir. There's something. You say, preacher, why do you preach to us like this? I'm going to tell you, I like it. No, I'm not against you. I'm not against you. You think tonight it's easy to just get up and to talk like I have to you tonight? I want you to know God loves you. I ain't no different than what Moses give to the people, my friend, is that God give him. Preacher, I talk to a lot of people and they don't get preached to like that. I can't help that. I can't help that. And the truth of it is, folks, I can't worry too much about that. I'd worry myself to death. Listen, I didn't tell you one thing tonight that you didn't know. Now, I hadn't went over anything tonight, my friend, that this word won't back up. That 20th chapter of the book of Leviticus, my friend, stood under the law. You can read all you want to in the New Testament. It does not change the fact of how God looks at sin between man and God. It don't change. You can call me, and this is what the world says, you're a hatist. I don't hate you. I really don't. The truth of it is, I love you. And the real truth of it is, I want you to get a hold of the goodness of God. Because the goodness of God is real. And the fact of it is, it's where mine and your joy belongs tonight. In Him. In Him. Ain't God good? The song says to give us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. Folks, Paul said it like this. He says, old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. You hold your joy. You hold your blessing. You hold the goodness of God in you. You can worry about everybody, and you can worry about what everybody's doing, and the truth of it is, all it'll do is rob you of the goodness of God. I know what I'm talking about. I do. You know what? Yes, I will. You know what the evil one wants me and you to do? Steve, I appreciate you. Good to have you. I mean that. You may look around, Steve, and you may say, well, I know this and I know that and I know this and that. And I'm going to tell you something, it'll rob your fellowship. Amen. Will it not? Yes, it will. God's got a way of working things out, folks. But the real truth of it is, if Randy's going to be happy, Randy's going to have to get in his place. And he's going to have to let brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so live in their place. I ain't going to change them. God can. And He has, folks. The truth of it is, God has changed people and they're ashamed to tell it. Hallelujah. I like His goodness, don't you? I need His goodness. I need Him look down upon me, don't you? I need Him think about me every now and again. And I need Him to pass by
Thank God and let me know. Thank God that I'm real in His life.
How many of you been married for a few days? Do you ever tell you, Charlotte, you love her? Why is that, Craft? You know, Robert, every now and again, they like to hear it. Truth of it is, I'm just going to be real with you. Every now and again, I like to hear it. Don't you? God don't forget us, folks. When He passes by, you best just get on board. Yes, sir. I know it's been strange. I know I've been around the bend tonight, but I'm going to tell you something. I told you, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed being here. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. No, I ain't finished. I ain't never finished one, I don't reckon. There's more in there. Did you know that Jesus Christ was a rock? Bible says they drank water from that rock in the wilderness, and that rock was Christ. It also says in the book of Psalms and the New Testament that there was a stone that the builders rejected. The same became the chief cornerstone. They ain't nothing, brethren, that's ever happened that, brethren, it did not start with Jesus Christ. Amen. This building is built four square. Thank God, and He's the chief cornerstone. Yes, He is. I'm going to hush. It's good to be here. Anybody got anything?